Legal notices have been issued to Google, Meta, X, Telegram, WhatsApp and Reddit amid a surge in reports of harmful content being spread on the platforms.
We are prepared to take whatever action is necessary to hold these companies into line.
So is there a case, do you think, for tougher action against social media companies?
No question at all, and I think there's a bipartisan position in relation to this.
This is exactly as I'd expect from X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, a disregard for the information that they pump into our communities, lies and rumours spreading like wildfire, and then when things go wrong, throwing their hands up in the air to say that they're not prepared to do anything about it.
We know that the companies, and we've seen some of the comments from Elon Musk overnight, they see themselves above the law.
We've had enough. Sydney's had enough.
Media companies, including social media companies, have a responsibility to act. It shouldn't need the eSafety Commissioner to intervene.
Julie Inman-Grant is the eSafety Commissioner.
Well, we have a range of graduated powers. There could be civil proceedings and we could take them to court or we could fine them. Of course, the quantum of the fine would depend on the gravity of the non-compliance.
This is where we try and work with the platforms to either voluntarily raise this or to use our codes and mandatory standards to force compliance.
The what now?
To either voluntarily raise this or to use our codes and mandatory standards to force compliance.
But we can use graduated tools like linked deletion notices. So if they fail to remove the content, then we can go to the search engines such as Google or Bing to really minimize the amount of content the Australians can see.
Since we'll work with the Commonwealth Government to pull down those pages, but I can't emphasize enough how difficult it is to contain a combustible situation when false and malicious rumours spread like wildfire in our community. We need to be in a position where we're dealing with truth.
Information should be from police and law enforcement authorities, and if people have concerns, they should check our websites, our socials, and any other direct news from law enforcement about current information.
Act on advice and information that's provided by the government or the police.
So please be assured that police will be the source of truth and not social media and misinformation.
And then when it comes to the misinformation and disinformation, the government does have, well, it's working on draft laws to try and put in place some much tougher rules for the social media companies. Where are you at on this? Are you prepared to back such laws?
Yeah, we are, and happy to have a look at anything the government puts forward, as we've said over the last week with the horrendous scenes that we've seen.
But if extra Commonwealth laws are required to take down web pages that are inciting violence and smashing cohesion in Australia's largest city, then that's exactly what needs to happen.
The more this content is up there, the more that is re-shared, the more the velocity and the virality continues, and we need to stem that.
The Online Safety Act has significant powers in it. We passed it when we were in government, and it needs to be enforced.
It's about time that we strengthen rules in relation to the eSafety Commissioner.
There's an age verification regime which has been recommended by the eSafety Commissioner from 2023. We think that's something the government should pick up straight away.
We've just put some very strong mandatory codes in place to encourage companies to do more.
If the laws are inadequate and they need to be strengthened or added to, then we would support any effort from the government.
We are prepared to take whatever action is necessary to hold these companies into line.
To really minimise the amount of content the Australians can see.
A radical plan to crack down on social media abuse is being considered by the federal government. For more Nine's Oliver Haig joins us live in Adelaide. Ollie, how will it work?
Layla, good morning. Essentially, it will work the same as a passport. Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification, like their driver's license or passport, when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now, police would have access to those social media accounts and it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now, users could be liable for defamation suits or even criminal prosecution. And it's all part of a plan hoping to deter people from engaging in bad behaviour.
They use force to make you do what the deciders have decided you must do.
Now, the recommendations were handed down by a federal parliamentary inquiry. They're reforms that are being considered by the Morrison government, with the chairman saying there is merit to remove the veil of being anonymous.
And we welcome that information. As I said before, if it's anybody out there that knows of someone that might be showing concerning behaviour around, you know, conspiracy theories, anti-government, anti-police, conspiracy theories around COVID-19 vaccination, as what we're seeing with the Train family, we'd want to know about that. And you can either contact police directly or go through Crime Stoppers.